This is WLRN News. I'm Katie Switalski. There's been a pier in Lauderdale by the Sea since the 1940s. Now it's called Anglin's Fishing Pier. And since Hurricane Irma damaged part of it in 2017, only half of it has been open for fishing and sightseeing. But it seems that the repairs may have damaged a simple fish's marine habitat in the process. I talked to one underwater photographer who has a request. Save the blunny fish.
The orange dots on his face. To me, that's priceless.
Jack Israel is describing what a tessellated blenny fish looks like.
They're just extremely adorable.
Israel retired close to Lauderdale by the Sea, and with a small group of other divers, he found a passion for photographing the teeny tiny fish that live in barnacles underneath the pier. They're less than 2 inches long.
They're just very expressive. They pop in and out of their holes.
Israel may hold the blenny in high regard, but it doesn't often get that appreciated. It's a pretty common fish, harvested for aquariums. Matthew DiMaggio is an assistant professor at the University of Florida's Tropical Aquaculture Laboratory. He says there are hundreds of species of blenny fish globally, but the tessellated blenny is known for two things: living inside barnacle shells, and
it's what's called a cryptogenic species, and that means it's a species whose origin we're not really sure about.
It could be native to Florida or from somewhere else.
There's some research out there that's shown that these tessellated blennies have actually moved around the northern part of South America and through the Caribbean on oil rig equipment.
Lauderdale by the Sea's iconic pier that hosts some blennies needs repairs to stay standing. Israel noticed the barnacles on the pier started getting pressure washed off in mid-March.
Right there, can you lean over and just see that pallet? That piling has been scraped pretty clean.
It's because the pier sustained significant structural damage from Hurricane Irma. The concrete pilings that hold the pier up need to be reinforced with new concrete in order to be safe for visitors. That's according to the town. And new concrete won't stick to barnacles. Israel says he wants the pier repaired too. But that's not stopping him from wanting to be a voice for the little guys underneath it.
I wanted to do something about it if I could, or at least put them on notice that, hey, there's a whole eco environment down there underneath this pier. Let's try to protect it while we're going through the construction phase.
Israel says he feels like this is one part of a bigger environmental problem he can educate people about.
You read articles about plastic in the ocean, and then you read about all the other problems there are in marine habitat with global warming and that kind of thing. This is in my own backyard, these little fish.
I'm Katie Switalski in Lauderdale by the Sea.